the fact that I haven't seen daylight for a week. They brought me to the fight in a crate that only had light bulbs to light it. He threw me in the back and drove to a way tall building, way taller than I've ever seen. He grabbed me and took me to his apartment. It wasn't big, just a kitchen, 10 by 10 foot living room, one bedroom, a small bathroom with a tiny shower, sink, and a toilet. It wasn't much, but I guess for one guy it was enough. To my surprise, he didn't throw me in a crate and even unhandcuffed me. For no reason, he made me a cup of tea and asked me, "Where'd you get that sword?" "Why should I tell you?" I asked. "'Cause I can help you get back home," he said in a voice that sort of said, "I'm your friend." "How can you do that? And what does it have to do with the sword?" I replied. "Do you want to know the whole story?" he said. I nodded. "Because I really did." 100 years ago, a group of